The opinions of the Mixed Babble podcast is the opinions of the hosts and the guests alone. We are not medical professionals. If you need medical advice, please speak with your doctor or a medical professional for guidance and treatment. Listener's discretion is advised. Explicit language and topics may be covered and used. Thank you. Hey guys, welcome to an episode of Mixed Babble. I'm your host, Joni Brown. It has been over a month since the last time I spoke to you guys, and so much has happened, but at the same time, when I look back at the last few weeks, nothing's happened, but it just feels heavy, you know? I'm sure there's other people out there that kind of feel the same way, and it was important to me that I share that with you guys, just so that if that is something that you're going through, you know you're not alone. This episode is probably not going to be as lighthearted as some of the others, or funny, or any of that. I mean, I hope I don't come off as I'm complaining in any way, but at the same time, if that's what it is, that's what it is. So I actually didn't even decide that I was going to record this until I got up this morning and took my dog Chloe for a walk. And as I was on my walk, as you do, typically you have those thoughts when you're driving or in the shower or doing some mundane task, which walking tends to be one of those things, at least for me. So as I was walking, and just all the thoughts that were swirling in my brain, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to record it, because I do find that the podcast is somewhat of therapeutical. It's therapy for me. So it made sense for me to come on here and talk about it. So since the election, I recorded with my husband, Nate, about the feelings on what the results were going to be. And as you would or should know by now, unless you live under a rock or you really just cut yourself off from everything and everyone, Biden Harris won the election. Not going to get into all that and the conspiracies and the voting recounts and all that. I'm going through enough. I don't need to talk about that. And I don't really care about things like that. It is what it is, right? So that happened, and life has been continuing since then. And I found myself, and to be clear, I've been depressed in the past for, like, you know, huge life changes that has happened, whether it was, you know, my first marriage ending, or dealing with work drama or whatever. And I don't even think I was really the work drama thing, I could have been depressed. I don't know. I don't think it was as full blown, but it was heavy. And it was a big deal, but I don't know if I was actually depressed or just really having a difficult time. Anyway, I'm not depressed right now, so I'm thankful for that. But I still feel like, you know, things are hard, you know, and I don't know if that is because of COVID in particular or what. I'm sure it fucking contributes. I'm sure it contributes to that. But I was kind of down on myself because I was like, you know, I was ending season one, which what came with that for the non-podcasters, that don't really understand what goes into this, I was like, okay, should I even have a season one? Because I know some people that have podcasts, they just kind of record, and they never specify it's season one, now it's season two, now it's season three. I actually did that for the purpose of giving myself a break in between. That way, season one concluded and I could take a hiatus. When I started the podcast, it was very helpful to me because I also find that I can go back and listen one day. It's like a online diary or, you know, something I can go back to. As I said, my kids can go back to one day, you know, all of that. So I started the podcast because I know some of my stories are crazy and funny and this and that, or some might hopefully find them those things. And so I started recording it because I like to be creative, as you guys know, if you follow me on social media. I do a lot of DIYs. I love to cook. I'd like to say I'm good. I'm very good at cooking, to the point my husband has even said, like, you know, you should start a cookbook or something like that. And I'm just like, if I add one more thing to my plate, pun intended, I guess, I don't know. Which brings me to my first point. Because I do know that I am a creative mind. I do interior decorating. I can paint. I can cook from scratch. I can do, you know, I find myself kind of like that, like a female MacGyver. When there's an issue, I can figure out how to fix it. I'm very independent in that way. And like, I can write poetry. I can do a lot of things, right? And when you are that way, and this is not me like tooting my horn, like, you know, I'm just amazing. That's not the point of this. I actually struggle because I am able to do so many different things that it's hard to keep my focus on that thing. So I find that that's also starting to seep into other parts of my life, like being healthy, because I get distracted and then I start a new thing. Like a few months ago, I said one of the things that was bringing me joy at that time was like the adult coloring books. And there was an app that I had, and I, you know, every night for like a few weeks, I was doing it every night as a way to decompress and everything. And then cold turkey, I stopped. I also found that when I find something I like, I do it to exhaustion, and then I don't do it anymore. And then I think about the fact, like, why haven't you gone back to doing that thing that you liked? And it's just a weird thing. And this brings me to the fact that I actually just started therapy. I've been talking about it all year. I've been talking about it probably even to myself and my husband or people that are close to me for the past 2 years, maybe, because as I said before, my husband and I did therapy at the beginning, at the very beginning of our marriage, because there were some outside issues with other family members that we needed to work through. It wasn't an issue between him and I. And yes, you know, we could probably use therapy as a couple. I don't know anybody that couldn't use therapy as a couple, whether or not you're in great standing or not. I mean, everyone can use therapy in some respect. If you think you don't, you probably need it the most. So I had been talking about doing therapy, and that was also weighing on me. So I was like, you know, you keep saying you're going to do this, and this is all in my mind. So this episode is brought to you by me and my brain and my, you know, overactive thoughts. So that was another thing that was lingering over my head. You know, you need to find a therapist. You need to look for a therapist. And I just woke up that day, kind of like today with the podcast, and I ripped the Band-Aid off. And I Googled therapists, and Now, this episode's not sponsored. I've told you that before. If I don't specify that it's sponsored by anyone, it's not sponsored. So I Googled, and one of the first searches that came up in my search engine on Google was betterhelp.com. And all of the podcasts I listen to, which I am a heavy podcast listener, I probably listen to them more than I listen to audiobooks, just because, you know, they're fast, they're easy, they get me through my commute, they help me through my workday, whatever. Like just now when I was walking, I was listening to a podcast, and that's what probably pushed me even more, like, you need to go back and record. But anyway, that's a side note. So I Googled and I found BetterHelp, and I know I've heard of other ones that are available, like Talkspace, and that's actually all I can think of right now. I think they all have the same kind of format. I've never used Talkspace, so I don't know if they do the same questionnaire that BetterHelp did. But I was just like, let me just do, you know, this little survey that they have you take. It takes like 3 minutes to go through the survey, if that. Just a few questions that I was pleased that they asked. Like, you know, are you looking for a male or a female? Do you want someone, like a person of color as the therapist or counselor? I don't know if they call them therapists or if they call them counselor or if that term is interchangeable, but I think they do use both terms. But I could be wrong. So they asked if I wanted a person of color. So then I went into that whole thought process of, you know, on the past episode, I talked about like, yeah, you know, I would want a person of color because the last person wasn't great and da da da. But then, you know, it was something I really, really had to think about, because I felt that if I was to get like a black person, a black woman, I do feel like, you know, she would understand me more. But in the same sense, what I struggled with for me was that I know that therapy is just now starting to be more accepted in the black or people of color community. And some of the things that cross my mind sometimes, or some of the things that cause me anxiety, I feel that they're just kind of, to me, I'm like, you know, if somebody was listening to me say these things, I'd think I was crazy and put me on medication and be like, girl, you got some issues, you know, just, you know, thoughts that cross my mind sometimes. And I'm, you know, I know I'm being vague, but it's not like suicidal thoughts or anything like that. But if you do have that, obviously, please speak with someone. But it's nothing to that extent. But so I was worried in the sense of like, if I was to get, you know, a person of color, would they kind of judge me? Because I, for some reason, to me, I almost feel like the white community accepts mental illnesses or mental issues a lot more easily, I guess, and with a little less judgment. So I kind of went back and forth with that. I'm like, I want a black person or a person of color because I feel like they could relate more and understand my family dynamic because, you know, my family's black and minorities. And so, yeah, that was something that I was like, but then you've done the white therapist. I think in the past, that's all I've had, white female therapists. And I have nothing against male therapists, but I just, for me, I don't feel like that's somebody I really want to speak to. I don't care, black, white, Asian, male. I just don't want to speak to a male about my female problems, you know? So, and that's just a personal preference. Some people even like, you know, male gynecologists. I feel a little weird with that personally. However, my fertility specialist now is a man. So I had to get over that shit. Because if he's the best in the area, that's what I'm going to have to do. So I did suck it up, and I have a male fertility specialist. Now, if you're the best at what you do, then that's fine. But if I have a preference, then, you know, I'm probably not going to go for the male. And obviously, I don't have any issues with men. I'm married to a man. Like, I don't care. If you know me in any respect or have listened to this podcast, you know, that doesn't matter to me as far as anything else in life. But what the hell was I saying? I also did not write anything down for today. I just wanted to talk from the heart and put it out there because I know that when I get overwhelmed, I tend to shut down. And even starting the podcast on day one, I remember feeling excited and, you know, hopeful and all these things. But then at the same time, I'm like, what happens when you go through that spell that you always go through a couple times a year where you don't want to be on social media and you don't want to talk to anyone? And it happens for me at least once a year. Sometimes 2-3 times a year where I go through a spell of I don't want to communicate with anyone. And if you know me, you know that's very weird as far as the complete opposite of who I am. If you're on this podcast listening, you know I'm pretty transparent and I kind of pour it all out there. So for me to like mentally shut down says a lot. I think I just get over, overstimulated, I guess is the word. Overstimulated. And like I said, my brain just is in 500 different places sometimes, which is why I called this podcast Mixed Babble, because I knew that's exactly what this was going to be. Some people might not like the, you know, jumping from topic to topic or thought to thought, but that's just kind of how my brain works. And I think that's why I'm able to do so many different things, is because I joke, but I do think I may have ADD or ADHD or something like that. I've never been diagnosed with it, but or maybe I don't have those things. I don't know if overactive brain or overactive thoughts is a part of that or what, but I know I have an overactive mind. I do. But again, it's helped me a lot throughout my life because I'm able to multitask like a crackhead. Like, it's crazy. You know, that's helped me in my professional life. And it's helped me when I was in college because I was able to do so many things at once and do them well. But it's exhausting sometimes, you know? So anyway, a few weeks ago, or a couple months ago, I was struggling with sleeping through the night. Like, I would fall asleep and then I would wake up at like 3:30 in the morning, like clockwork. And it used to like really piss me off because like then I would be up for about an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours trying to go back to sleep, or like, okay, now I guess I gotta watch TV, or now I guess I gotta scroll through Instagram or something to get me sleepy again. And as anyone that knows the science behind the whole phone thing, that throws off your circadian rhythm because you have the light on your phone that tricks your brain into thinking that it's daytime. So that shit doesn't really help much if that's your goal was to go back to sleep. So side note on that is I would recommend that if you also struggle with something like that, some phones, hopefully you're not, you know, working with a Nokia from fucking 2000, but if you have like a smartphone or whatnot, a lot of them have in the settings that you can put your blue light filter on, and that will kind of bring the tone down so that that blue light doesn't keep you up. And I actually went to my eye doctor recently, like a week and a half ago, and I was speaking to her about the fact that I have the blue light filtering glasses, and she did confirm, again, this is through my doctor, not from me, this is not my opinion, but my doctor did say that those blue light filtering glasses have been found to really help, especially if you're sitting at a desk and you're looking at a computer for 8 hours a day. It does help to block out that light from your computer that causes you to strain your eyes, get headaches, all of those things. So look it up, do your own research, come to your own conclusions. But that was from my doctor and not my opinion. And also, I mean, talk to your own doctor, because my doctor could be full of shit. I don't know. But yeah, so she said that the research has proven that that was actually helpful for the blue lights and whatnot. I don't even know how the hell I got on that. Oh, not being able to sleep. So I got back into not being able to sleep again over the last couple weeks. So that triggered me to realize that, you know, something is off, because I was having this issue a few months ago, probably 6 or so months ago. And then it stopped. I was starting to be able to sleep through the night and not have any issues and sleep, you know, till I needed to wake up at, you know, 8:30 in the morning or whatever. But then all of a sudden it started doing it again. And I was waking up with, like, first I was having bad dreams, and then I would wake up in a panic, and then I would lay there and do the whole thing where I'm like, oh shit, now I'm awake. And then I would wake up, go back to sleep and wake up at my regular time, and I would still be tired because I didn't have a good night's rest. And so what's been happening for me, where I kind of think this plays a huge part, is the fact that 2020 has been rough for everyone. We all know that. But for me, I stopped being active. I talked about it in another episode. I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to get back in the routine and I'm reading this book and blah, 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 blah. So I am still reading the book by Autumn Calabrese. I'm making more leeway now. I'm trying to read it more consistently, which, throw that on the list of things that I was anxious about and upset with myself about. Like, you got this book, you told yourself you were going to read it, and you've read like 25 pages. Like, what are you doing? You know, all the negative self-talk about stupid shit. Like, I'm not going to die if I don't read this book. But I knew that when I decided to purchase the book, I had an internal dialogue with myself. Like, if you get this book, bitch, you better fucking read it. Because, like I said to my therapist, I actually just started therapy this past Thursday. And I'm actually really excited for that. As I said, it's through BetterHelp. And it's, I would not say it's cheap. However, in comparison to seeing an actual therapist, well, they are real therapists. So I do not say that disrespectfully, like an actual therapist. When I say an actual therapist, I mean physically getting in your car, driving somewhere, sitting in somebody's office and staring in their face. That's what I mean by an actual therapist. I like the convenience of not having to drive anywhere, and not just to waste gas, waste my time. And then I'm a very routine-based person, and if anything happens that changes my routine, I get really irritable, because now I have to set the time aside to do this extra thing that I need to do. So, like I said, I just started seeing her, and I actually am seeing her because we're doing video calls, kind of like a Zoom type of thing. And I'm able to do that at my leisure. And depending on the therapist that you get and what you establish that you need from them, they're available via text all the time. You can download the app or do it on your computer, your desktop. And you can message them, and when they're available, they'll respond to you, and you can message them as much as you want, and you can set up phone call appointments and face-to-face appointments if that's what works better for you, which I feel works better for me because I like to see who I'm speaking to, and I would like for them to put a face to who they're speaking to. And I've only had one session so far, and I have another one next week. And she gave me the heads up that we're going to be diving into my childhood. So hold on for that, that whole thing. So I'm trying to mentally prepare for that because I know it's going to be a lot. But I've been going through so much that, funny enough, when she spoke to me for the first time, I was like, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself. I was literally like already crying, and I don't know why. No reason in particular. I was just like, well, as my voice shakes and I'm like crying for no fucking reason in my car, because that's actually how I'm seeing her is I set some time aside during my day, but I'm already out and about. So I'm sitting in my car talking to her, kind of like a FaceTime on my phone. I'm in my car. I'm like, I really hope people in this parking lot aren't looking at me because they're going to be like, what is wrong with this bitch? She's literally in her car crying. But that's just me. Like, and the thing is, like, I'm not always crying for a reason, as I'm sure a lot of people can relate. Like when somebody asks like how you're doing, somebody that you know, I'm not talking about the stranger on the street that just waved at you and asked how are you. Hell, but sometimes it is that bad, and they might get more than they bargained for. But yeah, so I just started speaking with her. And even after the first visit, I started to feel a little bit better, a little bit lighter. And she hasn't even really given me any feedback. Actually, there was one thing that she said that really stuck with me. And I'll share that with you guys. I know I don't need to share what goes on in my therapy appointments, but I think it might be helpful to somebody. Because when she said it, like a light bulb went off for me. So like I said before, I had planned to start getting healthy and start doing all the things to reach my health goals. And I don't feel like I've done any of those things. I've gained weight in 2020, like a lot of people out there. And I know that when I gain weight, I don't feel as great about myself. I don't feel motivated, which might in turn be why I was struggling to get back on the podcast. So, and then my, you know, all the mental stuff that comes with that. So as I was talking to her and I was like, you know, I think what frustrates me the most with the getting healthy thing is I know all the things that I need to do because I've done it. And I think I've done it like 4 times, which also frustrates me because I'm like, I've lost weight 4 times. I don't want to keep doing this up and down, right? And so that frustrates me even more because I'm like, bitch, you know what to do. You're just not fucking doing it. And listen, that negative self-talk will get you every fucking time. And I would love to think that I have like a good self-esteem. So if I'm struggling with this, I know other people are struggling with this. So that's one of the things I was saying to myself, like you lost weight for your wedding. Like you bought a dress that you knew you had to try to fit in and be proud of those pictures, and you fucking did it. I think I lost like 36 pounds for my wedding, right? In 5 months. And I did it healthily. I didn't starve myself. I didn't do any of the things. I did the 21-day fix. I had more than enough food, but I was up every morning before work and I was working out, and I wasn't even doing anything like strenuous. Like I was just walking and lifting weights once in a while, and the weight was coming off. And I changed my diet. So, you know, the whole motto of 80% is what you do in the kitchen and 10% is what you put in your body as far as food. It's true. So, or wait, 80% is food. So, yeah, is that what I said? 80% 80% is food and 20% is actually working out. I think that's what I said, but I'm not sure. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. Most of it is what you're putting in your body. 80% of that is what you're actually eating and fueling your body with, right? So I know this. I've done it successfully. It's not even like, oh, you know, you've tried to lose weight four times and you've never actually met your goals. I have met my goals. So that's why I get extremely annoyed with myself, because it's like, bitch, you know what you need to do, but you're not doing it. So like I was saying to my therapist, every time that I've lost weight, I would say every time, I think there might have been one time where I was just like, you just need to get healthy for you. But it wasn't really that. It was just you want to get cute, girl, you know, get in shape, you know, get thin, and you just want to be cute. So there was always like a reason, whether it was a goal for the wedding, whether it was a goal for an event that was coming up, or like a, you know, a holiday party, and then you bought this dress that was too small, you want to fit in it. There's somebody's, you know, party coming up that you want to look good for, or whatever. It was always for something, right? And my therapist actually pointed out, she was like, you know, every time that you tried to lose weight, it was always for something, but never actually for you. And it just kind of clicked for me. Something as simple as that. Like, we weren't even in the feedback session yet, because right now she's collecting information on me and my life and my, you know, thought processes and things like that. And it was funny, because that morning, right before I spoke with her, literally the same day, but the morning of, on my way in to work, I was like racking my brain as, how can I get myself motivated? What do I need to do to get myself going? And then I was like, oh, you know what I want to do? All of this is in my head again. Clearly I talk to myself a lot. In my head, I was like, you know, okay, I want to do like a photo shoot. And so that's going to be my motivation. I'm going to get in shape and, you know, all of the things for this photo shoot. And that just proved what she said was true. I was trying to find some external goal or thing to work towards. And the issue with that for me, and I would assume for other people, is once you reach the goal, like I reached the goal of getting in shape for my wedding, then what? You reached the goal, you did the thing, then what? Now you're like, okay, well, now that that's done, and then you go back to your bad habits, or you just fall off and then rinse and repeat. So it's like, I already knew what she said. It's not like some huge revelation and, you know, she's changed my whole life. But sometimes it is a matter of just hearing it from someone else. You know, you guys know these things, but sometimes you just have to hear it from someone else. And I feel like I've somewhat said that to myself before, but when she actually pointed it out, I was like, oh shit, like, you're right. Because even this morning on my way before, you know, talking to you, I was literally coming up with a scheme as to what can I work towards this time so that I can actually reach my goal. So if you find yourself in that same space, you have to find your why. I've listened to a bunch of books, and right now in the Autumn Calabrese book, Lose Weight Like Crazy, Even If You Have a Crazy Life, I think is what it's called. She talks about that as well. So I find that a lot of weight loss or health and fitness gurus, if you will, they talk about finding your why. And for me, my why right now is to get healthy, because I do have health issues that run in my family, like heart disease, diabetes, and things like that. Right now, I do not have those ailments, and I hope to never have those ailments, but I'm going to need to do the things to make sure that I can try to combat that as much as I can that's within my control. So that's one of my whys, because I want to have a healthy life. I also know that when I get like this, I get very reclusive. I am not as outgoing as I typically am. I am not as happy and I'm not as creative. And so I really wanted to come on here today to explain why I've kind of been MIA. I've used the excuse of like, oh, you know, season two. But yeah, so I'm working it out. I'm working it out internally, and I'm working it out with a therapist, and obviously I'm working it out here. So I wanted to share that because I think it's important if you have things that are weighing on your mind or things that you know you need to do, it is helpful and somewhat freeing to just finally do the thing. When I first started the podcast, it was something I thought and talked about for years, at least to my husband. And I just kept putting it off. But then quarantine forced me to rip that Band-Aid off. And I felt great afterwards. But that also brings me to the podcast. So I know I've been kind of talking about it intermittently this whole time. But just to kind of share like how I have been feeling about everything is, again, like I'm like the format, do I want to continue with seasons? Do I just want it to continue to run? Do I want to do weekly? And that's a battle that I have is, you know, I know consistency is key when it comes to this. I know that. So that also stresses me out because I'm like, if I'm not consistent, then this, and then I don't want to just be putting out shitty content just to, you know, hit that weekly goal of getting it out there. And that is also something I'm going to work on in therapy, because why am I in my head so much about doing things? I'm doing something that I love to do, yet I've turned it into a negative feeling and, you know, experience. Why am I doing that? So, I'm trying to figure it out, and I really appreciate you guys kind of coming along for the journey. You know, this podcast has been very therapeutic for me. I think that was the word I was looking for earlier. It's been very therapeutic for me. I really enjoy when I have guests on, and obviously COVID makes it kind of difficult to do that consistently. And I don't know. We'll see. Like, as I said, like, I've been thinking about the podcast very heavily. And like, I even wanted to record weeks ago because I was like, you know, I'm a self-proclaimed, like, awesome gift giver. And I wanted to do an episode about gift ideas because I've given some bomb ass gifts, if I may say so myself. And also, I'm a super savvy shopper. And just even things, I've tried so many different things that I wanted to kind of give you guys a list of things that I've purchased that I love that worked for me. And even things that I got that I'm like, I'm going to tell y'all, don't even waste your money. I wanted to do that weeks ago. It's now the 19th of December and Christmas, or whatever holiday that you celebrate where you give gifts around this time, is in a few days. And I'm like, well, you missed that, you know, time frame to kind of give people a chance to find the thing that you were going to recommend. So then I was kind of down on myself on that. Like, you should have done that weeks ago, and you could have helped people out, and then you could have gotten an episode out and things like that. So I hope I haven't bummed you guys out a bunch. But I just wanted to get that off my chest. I feel like if you're here, you're here to kind of find out what's going on my end and maybe what's going on in the world, because sometimes I do current events and things like that. But yeah, that's where I'm at. I don't know when the next episode will be. And I don't know if I'm going to keep the format of every Thursday. Because again, as you now know, there's a lot of mental shit going on for me. Then I was also thinking, like, should I do every other week? And I don't know. That's shitty, right? Like, you guys are like, okay, bitch, like, what are you saying? When do we come back? When I know, you'll definitely know first. But yeah, so I hope everyone's having a wonderful weekend. And I hope your 2020 is somewhat improving. I know people are still going through it, clearly. But I would love to hear from you if you want to reach out. I have the social medias, blonde_blasian on Instagram is my personal account. And then Mixed Babble is also on Instagram. You can follow and whatnot. But I would love for you to like and review and subscribe. And you'll get the notifications whenever the episodes drop. But yeah, I just wanted to check in with you guys. I hope you guys are really doing well. I'm not just saying that. And if you are able to afford to go to therapy, because I know that is a luxury to do, I highly recommend that you do that. And again, like with BetterHelp, you can specify what type of therapist you're looking for. I know one of the things it asked me, did I want like a religious person or whatever? And to my surprise, I did not. You know, I believe in God and I have gone to church in the past. I haven't been in a while, but you know, I've talked to you about the fact that I listen to Joel Osteen and all those things. But I want somebody that's more spiritual and, you know, just believes in doing the right things and want, you know, the normal stuff, like don't be an asshole. You know, I say that all the time. But that's what I wanted, because I don't need someone preaching to me. That does not work for me. But some people thrive in that. So it gives you the option of that type of person if that's what you want. But I highly recommend using whatever platform it is that you use to get the help that you need and to work out those thoughts. So anyway, guys, until next time, I will most definitely keep you updated. And, you know, some things I'm hoping to change. So might have a different format, sound, all of the things. Hopefully you continue to grow with me. And if you find this podcast helpful in any way, you know, don't be scared to recommend it to a friend or family member. You know, just warn them that, you know, I curse and all that shit, because that might take people, you know, back a little bit. So anyway, wrapping this up. And you guys, I hope to see you in 2021. Have a wonderful holiday. And you know, still social distance and wear your masks. Bye.